from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, what happens in Las Vegas doesn't always stay there. We'll hear about this weekend's pilgrimage by possible Republican presidential candidates looking for the blessing of a top funder.
But first to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where anger over police shootings there erupted into a clash between protesters and police yesterday. Police ended up firing more than two dozen canisters of tear gas last night and arrested several people after a peaceful protest became increasingly unruly. This was the second protest in a week. It all started after a video was released of police shooting an unarmed homeless camper. Activists say there have been too many police-involved shootings, 37 since 2010, 23 of those fatal. Reporter Rita Daniels is in Albuquerque and joins us now with more. Rita, welcome.
Thank you.
And we understand that the protesters are gathering again today, but tell us what happened last night and how this protest turned into what the mayor called mayhem.
Well, the hacker group Anonymous called for a protest of the Albuquerque Police Department, and yesterday started with city government websites going dark. So that was evidence that things were in the works. I've heard reports that protesters showed up organically around noon yesterday. The crowd grew to several hundred and was fairly peaceful. There was a protest earlier in the week. Yesterday's protest, it looked to be a slightly different crowd than the protesters earlier in the week. It was younger, a younger group. I've heard it described as kind of a V for Vendetta Anonymous types that were there, rebellious. Protesters marched to the police headquarters. They blocked traffic up and down one of the main arteries in town, and they ended up at the university throughout the day. They marched back and forth between downtown and the school. Momentum seemed to be gathering at one point. They marched up onto the interstate, closing off the interstate for a while. And around dark, a protester climbed up on a pole of a traffic light and tried to shake it, take it down. Protesters got up on top of a small police substation in the area, graffitied the building. And that's when reports really kind of started getting crazy. There was a police officer inside a car. People were surrounding the car, throwing rocks at it. Eventually, the sheriff's department came in, joining the police, and a SWAT team arrived. The crowd was told to disperse. They didn't. Eventually, about half a dozen canisters of tear gas were released. Then it was reported that things were really escalating. Both the mayor and the chief of police bunkered down for safety reasons. Around 10:30, protesters reconvened in front of the police headquarters. More tear gas was used, and at that point the group disbanded, but they vowed to come back today.
Well, and take us back to what started all of this, and that would be the shooting of this homeless man, James Boyd. How did that help set off these protests?
Well, on March 16th, Boyd was camping in a recreation area that's not for camping. He had been out there for several weeks. There was a call to police officers wanting to come check it out. He was homeless. He was said to have suffered from mental illness. So police officers came in. A SWAT team came in. A crisis intervention team came in. There was a standoff for several hours. Now, there is police video footage from a helmet camera. And what appeared to be happening is that after this standoff, Boyd was surrendering. He was agreeing to come with the police. He said, please don't hurt me. He turned around to gather up his belongings. And at that point, six rounds of live ammunition were fired. And that was fatal.
And what are the protesters really saying about that?
Well, it pushed the crowd over the edge in a way. It pushed citizens over the edge. You know, like you mentioned, there have been 37 shootings since 2010. And, you know, the citizens are saying enough is enough. There's been an investigation by the Department of Justice on alleged use of excessive force by the department. But people just don't want to take it anymore.
Let's listen to some tape, actually, that you have sent to us of these protesters.
Those of us who have been trained, those of us who have experience, know that what happened with those officers was nothing less than cold-blooded murder.
So, Rita Daniels, what happens now? There's a new police chief who just started recently. Is there going to be a change in leadership in the department? Is the city going to take any extra steps here?
Well, it seems a little too soon to tell. The story is definitely being pushed into the national spotlight. The FBI is saying that they're going to start investigating. There's a call for reform and training within the department, especially when you're dealing with a population of mentally ill people. The majority of the shootings that have happened in the last few years have been at people that are suffering from mental illness. And there's also a class action lawsuit on the horizon against the department. So there's just a call for reform. And it'll be interesting to see what happens as far as, you know, these protests continuing and escalating.
We'll continue to follow it. Reporter Rita Daniels in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Rita, thanks.
My pleasure.